everyone, and today is December the 18th, 2019. You are at the Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lloyd, where he shares with us every week one of his secret spiritual laws of nature. My name is Johanna Chan. I'll be assisting Alex today. Before we hear from Alex, though, I want to go ahead and share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we love to open the program with this following quote. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide a current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I'm going to hand it over to Alex. And I think our topic this week, Alex, is you will die of something. Is that right?
That is it. Hi, Johanna. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Welcome, everyone. Wherever you're listening, whenever you're listening, we're always so very honored by your presence. We know there's so many other things you could do with your time, and everyone seems to be busy these days. So thank you. Every week, we try to give you a little something to think about that week, a little something to challenge you that week, and hopefully a little something to practically apply to make your week a little better, and maybe every once in a while, your life a little bit better. And today I wanted to talk about you're going to die from something, or you've got to die from something. You know, in John F. Kennedy's so wonderful and famous address as President of the United States, the one where he said, you know, we have a few things in common. We're all human. We all inhabit this planet. We all breathe air. We all want the best for our children. And I love that. I love watching a replay of it just every once in a while. It really inspires me. But one thing he left out that is maybe the most common thing we all have, and that is we're all going to die of something. Okay? It's inevitable. I mean, everybody won't live in California. Everybody will not have a certain color skin. Everybody will not speak a certain language. Everyone will not do this profession or that profession. I mean, there's a whole lot of things that are unique to that person, and many, many, many other people never do that in their lifetime. But we're all going to die, every one of us, okay? And it's an interesting thing to me, and I've spoken about this before, because except for the death of a child, the most difficult situation that I have ever been involved with in counseling is when someone is near death. And they realize that they lived their life for the wrong things, that they did not live, and I'm going to say it this way, they did not live their life for the thing that's worth dying for, okay? So if we all have to die, if I have to die, let me live my life for something that's worth dying for. And I'd like you to think about that this week as you pray and meditate. Are you doing that? Are you living your life for something that's worth dying for? When Hope kicked me out of the house, I was 27 years old, said, Alex, I need you to move out. I cannot stand to live with you another day. And she was absolutely right. When that happened, if I'm honest, I was living for pleasure for myself. Okay? I was living for sex. I was living for good food. I was living for watching a movie with Hope or a friend at the end of the day. I was living for getting a new car in the next year. I was living for getting a better job. I was living for, a certain pair of pants. If I, saw a pair of pants and thought, oh, man, I really want that pair of pants. How can I save the money to get that, or when can I get over there, or whatever. And those were the things that I was living my life for. Now, if you had come up and asked me the question, okay, Alex, serious question here, what are you living your life for? Well, that's not what I would have answered. I would never have answered, I'm living my life for a pair of pants, or I'm living my life for a new house or car, or even I wouldn't have even said for sex or something like that. Okay? I wouldn't have even said I'm living my life for my job. I would have given probably the right answer. Well, now that you asked me that way, I'm living my life for my wife because I love her. I'm living my life for, my love for my parents, my friends. You know, I hope to make some sort of a positive difference in the lives of other people and in my work and things like, I would have answered something like that. But if you had followed that up with another question, well, okay, that makes sense that you say you're living your life that way, but are you really? Is that what you're emphasizing? Is that what you're thinking about when you go to bed at night and when you get up in the morning? Is that what you think about if some crisis thing happens? Is that what you're spending your time on? Is that where your heart is? Your heart and mind can be in two different places. Is that where your heart is? Or is your heart on one of these other things, your job, money, stuff that money can buy, pleasure, whatever? And I believe if I had been honest then, I would have confessed. I would have said, yeah, you're right. What I want to live my life for is not really what I'm living my life for, even though I would probably answer that way. And it almost cost me everything I valued in my life. It almost cost me my health. I felt bad all the time at 27 years old. Okay, chronic migraine headaches, acid reflux, all kinds of stuff, felt bad every day. I was about to lose my job, be fired. We were about to go bankrupt financially. I was about to lose my wife, who I'm not so sure I really loved her at that time. I would have said I loved her, but I certainly valued and respected her and did not want a divorce. Okay? So, even though I would have answered right, I was living wrong by my own definitions, okay? Well, how about you? I would challenge you this week to make a little list and say, okay, at the end of my life, when I'm in that rocking chair or on my deathbed or whatever, what do I want to have died for? What did I live for while I was on this life? Not just the right answer, but the truth in actuality. Where was my mind? Where was my heart? Where was my emphasis? What did I give the most of my energy to? Okay? And I'd like to suggest today that there is only one thing that's worth dying for? And you guys already know the answer. It's love. Well, if that's true, and I'm happy for you to challenge me on that, I think we could have a wonderful discussion. But if that's true, are you living your life as if that's true? Are you living day in, day out for love? That's where your heart is. It's where your mind is. It's what you're thinking about. It's where your energy is. It's what you pray at night. It's what you get up for in the morning. And, yeah, you mess up all the time, but you get right back on that horse. I'm living for love. I messed up there. Sorry about that, but I'm back on track. I am going to live for love the rest of this day. What can I do? Whatever I'm doing in the next 30 minutes, let me do it as best I can from a place of love, as far as my energy, my thoughts, my feelings, the reason I'm doing it, not for somebody to pat me on the back, not to get something back, strictly just for the best, for the good, for the well-being of another person, okay? Also, your mind, body, and spirit are the most sophisticated, advanced frequency generators in the history of the world, in the universe, okay? Well, what's the point of that? Well, the point is you can create from your heart the feeling of love. And I am all for that. In fact, I do an exercise every day where you take 5 minutes. Just start with 5 minutes. Start with 1 minute if you want. Say, okay, I want to feel love. My heart, my mind, my body can create the frequency of love, like pushing a button. Literally, it can. Okay, heart, okay, mind, okay, body, for the next minute, for the next 5 minutes, please produce in me the frequency of love and let me experience that more than anything else. And then let whatever I'm going to be doing in the next 30 minutes, let me just set the intention, I want to do it in love. Well, what does that mean? Okay, let me give you an example. We have had AT&T stuff for years, okay? Phone, cell service, home phone, all kinds of stuff. Big AT&T bill for probably the last 20 years. One of my least favorite things to do is to have to call AT&T to get something changed about my service, okay? The way it typically goes is I call, wait, the call gets dropped. I call back, wait, the call gets dropped. I call back, I get transferred around by automated robots several times, and then the call gets dropped. And then I call back. Anyway, usually it ends up taking about 45 minutes for something that should take 5 minutes or less. All right, and that's not just me. Everybody experiences that. Well, when that used to happen, I would get angry, okay? Well, anger or any emotion or feeling in the anger family is evidence that you have a wrong goal, all right? What was my wrong goal? My wrong goal is that my intention was not to make that AT&T call in love. My intention was to make that AT&T call as fast as I can and get what I wanted as best I could and then get back off the phone. Well, that was the wrong intention. The intention should be, okay, I need to change this on my AT&T service. So my intention is I'm going to make this call and try to get that done. But, yeah, sure, I would desire it to go fast and efficiently, but that's not my intention. My intention is to make this call in love as best I can. Well, what does that mean? It means I don't get angry when they drop my call. I don't, throw a baseball through the window when it's been 30 minutes and the robot keeps switching me around. And lastly, that when I finally do talk to somebody, that my focus is more on them than me, literally. Even though I've never met this person in my life, and they kind of sound like a robot, even though they're a person, and to try to make them feel a little bit better about themselves and their day for having talked to me. Okay? So that is a practical difference in how you would live your life if you are living it for love versus living your life for yourself, pleasure, pain, like I was at 27, all right? So sort of evaluate this week the different things that you do, and is that living your life for love, or is it living your life basically for selfishness, which means fear? Selfishness comes from fear, okay? All right, well, what's the key? The key is this. In order to die for the one thing that is worthy of dying for, which is love, that means you have to live for love. The key to living for love is to go ahead and die spiritually way before you die physically. Because only through dying spiritually, in my belief and experience, are you truly able to live denying yourself as far as seek pleasure and avoid pain, in order to get what you really want most, which is to love and be loved. So I would challenge you this week to add that to what you're considering. Have I ever died spiritually? After Hope kicked me out of the house, I believe I, as the expression goes, hit bottom, okay? I was not sure if there even was a God anymore. I was about to lose everything important to me. I was angry. I was afraid. Every negative emotion, I think I experienced it and feeling during that first night after she kicked me out of the house. I stayed up all night in my parents' backyard. I felt them all, from crying to cursing and everything in between. Okay? And what it finally came down to for me is, you know what? I've pretty much done my best to have a happy, successful life. Maybe not all the time, but certainly for some extended periods of time. I've tried as hard as I could, and I just have come to the conclusion that I can't do it. With my willpower, with my strength, Alex Lloyd at 27, I can't do it. Well, I would suggest that's true of you too. By your willpower, by your strength, by what you can control, you can't do it right enough to have a happy, healthy, successful life to the point that at the end of it, you are ready to die because you're dying for the only thing that's more important than death, love. and you lived for it for some period of time up until that time. Those are the people that when I counsel or see them at that end of life place, they're at peace. Virtually everyone else is not. So, we are all going to die. What are you dying for when it comes your time? And I suggest it's whatever you're living for, and that is either love or fear. But if that's true of you, like it was of me and almost every other person I've ever known, you can change that. Use our tools, change that programming internally, and die spiritually on purpose, and then start living for the thing that is worth dying for. That's it for me, Johanna.
All right. So, Alex, we have a question that this one client's been wanting to ask for a couple of weeks. It's been my fault. Can she ask that?
Yeah.
I read it to you now? Okay. This is from Verena. She says, I'm working a lot with the memory engineering now. Sometimes it goes well and it feels good, but mostly it gets very complicated in my mind and I get lost in the details. Number one, would it be possible to give a short example, just like in your book with the acid reflux, but only with relationships? How would you do the memory engineering when struggling, for example, with an unknown sadness when I am around people I am close with?
Yeah. Is that the end?
She says, I'm trying to come from every possible angle to heal the core issue that I'm not really aware of. Sometimes I feel it's getting better, but the same pain keeps coming back. Any advice on that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do memory engineering specifically, or you can do it generally. If you know, okay, when I was 5 years old, our house burned down, and I was standing out there on the sidewalk with half the town watching my house burn down. Okay, well, obviously that was a trauma. Then work on that with memory engineering. However, if it's something like this where you feel something negative, but you don't know why or you don't know where it's coming from, that's fine too. You can do one of two things. Either say, okay, I'm feeling this, what was it she was feeling? Johanna, sorry, forgot already.
Okay. She feels, she says it gets complicated in her mind and she gets lost in the details. And so she's struggling with an unknown sadness.
Sadness. So that's what I was looking for. Okay, so just say, okay, I feel sad. So you can do one of two things. Either think, okay, what is the biggest time in my life where I felt sad and work on that memory with memory engineering, or just say, okay, I feel sad, so I'm going to work on that. So memory number one is the new memory of the past where nothing happened, where you felt sad, you know, for programming purposes, et cetera, and then just go through the whole thing like that. So you can use it as general as you want or as specific as you want. And I think she said also, how would you do it on a relationship? Same way, okay. Hope kicked me out of the house. I'm angry at her. So I start with the prayer and conversation with my heart, and then I go to what actually happened with memory number one, and do that with the memory engineering exactly the way the instructions say, and then end up with creating the new default about me and hope that is in truth and love, not with a lie in it, which is always the case when there's something like that. So that's what I'd say.
Okay. Thank you, Alex, so much.
Sure.
I apologize.
I'm going to have to run. I've got a radio show podcast thing that I've got to get to.
Okay. Well, this is our last call for this year, Alex. So.
Oh, that's right. Happy holidays, everybody. Love you. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy New Year. And can't wait to see you on the other side. Love you, Johanna.
Okay. God bless. All right, so now we're going to give those of you who need a custom code or custom trilogy an opportunity to get one. You can raise your hand by pressing *2 on your phone, *2 on your phone. And we have a hand up, and your number ends in 5870. 5870, your line
is
open.
Good morning, Johanna. It's Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. I called a few weeks ago regarding my son and his relationship with his partner, and I would like another trilogy to help him resolve this relationship so that it's for the best for both of them. But I've also, through healing, realized that a lot of his energies I have, our daughter has, my husband has. So, again, I would appreciate if we could do it as a family trilogy. But I'm also sort of working, want to help his energy as well.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and test this. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The primary issues.
The primary issues.
Okay, very good. Okay, yes, you can use this for your whole family.
Yeah, this is for my whole family, but the energy in particular that has come up is dogmatism. In that he's very dogmatic. There's a memory when he is six. What has come up through the healing is that part of the reason why he's staying with this partner is because we all, and he's been with her for 4 years, but within 6 months of the relationship, we all wanted him to break up with her. And his energy has come up as he is dogmatically staying with her because we want him to walk away. And there's a dogmatic energy where he wants to prove to us that he can make this relationship work. And that's
and
where
you have an early memory. You have an early memory of him demonstrating this when he was 6 years old. Okay.
Yeah. I don't remember what he did, but I think I wanted him to apologize, and he wouldn't. So I didn't hit hard, but I just whacked him on the bottom to say, no, apologize, no. And I hit him again.
How do you feel? How do you feel about him being this way right now?
I have done healing on it. I think it's frustration. He should listen to his mother. You know, you're still my child. You should do as your mother tells you. She knows what's best for you. There's also a trust issue, I feel, for him and also for us, because he did break up with her and she was very violent, and it was a very uncomfortable situation for him. And he said, because I've asked him, why don't you? He said, I'm afraid, Mama, what I'm going to go through with her. You know, she tried to break his stuff. She physically hit him. She absolutely got on Facebook and trashed his name, and he's afraid she's going to do all those things. He now owns a house which she's entitled to half of because of the law says that, even though she doesn't contribute. He got a lot of anxiety about that. He did the relationship finder for me a month ago and did it again yesterday, and everything is in pluses except for patience. He only went from a -6 to a -5 on that.
Okay.
And there's a sense.
We're going to address, Marilyn, is a primary issue, and this is not just his stuff. Okay, this is your whole family.
Yeah.
So the whole dynamic and the family around this. So it's going to be healing issues in your heart related to this, in his, and anyone else in the family who's been bothered. And there may be different feelings and different emotions, but we're going to address it as a whole. All right?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Okay, just a moment. Can you say for me the fear issues?
The fear issues.
Okay, very good. Okay, minute number one. You're going to tap from the eyebrows all the way down to the side of the hand.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to customize it. You're going to start with the little finger.
Yes.
The thumb.
Mm-hmm.
The chin.
Yes.
Under the nose.
Yes.
Collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
Middle of the chest.
Yes.
Side of the eyes.
Yep.
And then the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number two, healing code. Both hands below the belly button.
Yes.
Left hand brainstem, leave the right hand below the belly button.
Okay.
Both hands, Adam's apple.
Yes.
Both hands, high bridge.
Yes.
Okay, minute number three. Going to sweep up from the base all the way up and over.
Mm-hmm.
Do that three times.
Yes.
Then start on the crown.
Mm-hmm.
Slide down to the heart.
Yes.
Slide down to the solar plexus.
Yes.
Slide back to the heart.
Yes.
Up to the throat.
Yes.
Up to the forehead.
Yes.
Up to the crown.
Okay.
And then over to the top of the spine.
Okay.
And that's it. And that's going to be for your whole family.
Thank you. Because, we all want the best for him. And I guess we all have our own energies about it. But we all have the same energies. I can recognize them in all of us. So really appreciate this. And thank you.
Thank you for all the
custom trilogies that I've received this year and all the help and all the time that you give. I really do appreciate it all. And have a very Merry Christmas, and I look forward to talking again in the new year.
Amen. Okay. Thank you, Marilyn.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Joanna. Bye.
Okay, our next caller is, your number ends in 1057, 1057, and your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. This is Denise.
Hi, Denise. And what would you like to address?
Well, I have a physical issue that's been going on, and I'm feeling frustration. It's not clearing up the way I thought I wanted it in the time I wanted it to. And it's just causing some anxiety. And I think that's a big part of it, the anxiety and fear.
Okay.
And, of course, the holiday season stress, I think, has a lot to do with the fact that it's not going away like I thought it would. So I do the trilogy.
Okay. When you think about this, what you're feeling right now in regards to this health issue, do you have an early memory that pops up that when you felt the same kind of anxiety and frustration about anything maybe that wasn't moving along the way you wanted it to?
Yes.
Okay. In that memory, how strong is that feeling?
That's a pretty strong, probably about a 9.
Okay. That's the main one we want to work on first.
Okay.
It's that memory, okay?
Because
that's playing into the current health issue. And so let's heal that one and then look for any other earlier memories that have the same kind of feelings you're experiencing with this health issue.
Okay.
Say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The fear issues.
The fear issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, first minute number one, you're going to start with the eyebrows and tap all the way to the side of the hands.
Okay.
And then you're going to go to the collarbones.
Okay.
Middle of the chest.
All right.
Chin.
Chin. Okay.
Under the nose.
Okay.
Under the eyes.
All right.
Little finger.
Okay.
Middle finger.
Okay.
Middle, I'm sorry, side of the hand.
Okay.
And then the 9G.
9G, all right.
Okay, minute number two, healing code. Three positions. First position, left hand temple, right hand jaw.
Jaw, okay.
Second position, left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
High bridge, okay.
And the last position is both hands Adam's apple.
Okay.
Okay, and now minute number three. We're going to go to the base. Start at the base and slide all the way up and over to the top of the spine three times without stopping.
Oh, okay.
Then we're going to come back to the base.
Slide back down.
No, once you come to the top of the spine, then you can lift your hands.
Okay.
Lift your hands up, come back to the base, start there and slide to under the belly button.
Under the belly button, okay.
Yeah, just slide up under the belly button, then slide up to the heart.
Heart, okay.
Slide to the throat.
Slide to throat, all right.
Slide down to the solar plexus.
Solar plexus, okay.
Slide up to the heart.
Okay.
And then all the way up and over.
All the way up and over. Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. And more than once a day? Or
I would do this at least twice a day.
Okay.
You can do it more frequently if you want. And you could even hold the positions longer than 1 minute. You could, you know, repeat it for a couple minutes if you like. It's whatever you feel comfortable doing.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome. God bless.
Merry Christmas to you and everyone.
Thank you. You
Thank
too.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller, your number ends in 3572. 3572, your line is open.
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What would you like to address?
I would like a trilogy process, please, that I will be doing for someone else. It's for feelings of frustration, and it's for Kara.
Kara. Okay, can you say for me, I'm testing for Kara.
I'm testing for Kara.
I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The frustration and fear issue.
The frustration and fear issue.
Okay, very good. Okay, minute number one, we're going to start at the eyebrows and tap all the way to the side of the hand.
Okay.
Then we're going to come back up to the eyes, and we're going to go to the side of the eyes and under the eyes. And under the nose.
Okay.
And then we're going to go to collarbones, middle of the chest, under the nipples, under the arms. We're going to go back up to the eyebrows and then chin. And then do the 9G.
Okay.
Minute number 2, healing code. 4 positions. The first position, left hand Adam's apple, right hand bridge. Second position, both hands brainstem. Third position, both hands temples. Fourth position, left hand below the belly button, right hand on the high bridge.
Okay.
Okay, minute number 3. We're going to start at the base. We're going to slide all the way up and over 3 times.
Okay.
Then you're going to start at the heart. Slide down to below the belly button. Then slide up to the solar plexus. Then up to the throat. Slide back down to the heart. And then slide all the way up to the crown. And then over to the top of the spine. And that's it.
Okay, thank you very much, and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Kathy. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Okay, and our next caller is 7122. 7122, your line is open.
Hi, Johanna. It's Lisa.
Hi, Lisa. What would you like to address? Hi.
Okay, we're going to be meeting tomorrow, but I want to ask a couple of questions about the positions. One of them, the brainstem, it shows the picture as the back of the head, but I always did it on the back of my neck because it feels good. So
well, it is
that,
on your... Yeah, it's right at the base of your head where your neck and skull meet. So it is kind of on your neck. So you
oh, so that's
it,
that's good.
Yeah, as long as you're touching, you know, it's right where the skull meets the neck. Right that there's a little groove right there in the middle, and that's it.
Okay, because I already have 5-year trilogies for tomorrow, but I want to make sure I'm getting them right. And the
okay.
other position, and the other position is the heart. Now it shows at the middle of the chest, but I always put both hands on above my breast where my heart is.
No, it's more in the middle of your chest. We call it the heart position, but it
okay.
really runs up the middle. The middle of your chest is where that heart center or the chakra is.
Okay, thank you, because I want to make sure between now and tomorrow while I'm practicing your trilogies, I didn't have that hand position correct. So
oh, it's
I was
okay.
kind of I was practicing while you were talking to the other members, just, you know, you can't do, I have trouble connecting. I have to dial up, so I got to get that corrected. But at any rate, so I'm signing off now. I'm feeling pretty tired. And I will talk to you tomorrow, sweetie. Merry Christmas to everybody else. Happy holidays. And it was really nice to listen to all the other participants as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Lisa. And listen, Lisa, because you and I are doing them together, if you haven't been doing it exactly, you know, the exact position, don't worry, because I am doing them with you. So you're receiving it correctly, even from me. You really can't do it wrong. So, okay, I look forward to meeting you tomorrow.
Yes, sweetie. Okay, everybody take care. Bye-bye.
God bless. God bless. All right. Okay, so I think that's going to be all for today. Those are all the hands that are up. Oh, wait. Do we have one more hand up? 3, 5, 7. Nope, I think we got them all. I want to thank you all again for participating. This is our last Whole Life Healing program for the year. We love to hear from you. If you have any feedback for us, please write us at feedback@thehealingcodes.com. So Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. God bless.